Chav. We were learning yesterday how a person has to discover his unique avoda. And we said from the Tiferes Yisrael that in the olden days, people would go to the marketplace, would go to the job fair, and they would check out different jobs, and the father would watch his son to see what is he drawn towards, what does he feel that he has a connection to. And the same thing is true, we said in Ruchnias, that a person learns in the place that his heart desires, and a person learns the Torah that his heart desires, and he learns from the person that he desires, not to, God forbid, disqualify any other teacher, any other type of Torah. But a Rebbe might be so engaging and so enthralling to one person, and could be boring to another person. And therefore, each person has to find the derech that works for him. Okay, so we're on the bottom of page Samach Vav. I'd like to try to go till the end of the piece on page Samach Tes. So let's go. Ki kol b'shamayim uva'aretz, da'ochir b'shamaya uva'ara. Ki kol b'shamayim uva'aretz, part of a pasuk that you recognize from when we take out the Torah. It's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Ki kol b'shamayim uva'aretz, the Targum translates, da'ochir b'shamaya uva'ara, that he unifies heaven and earth. Let's see what this is about. The job of a Jewish leader is to direct not the general direction of the tzibur, of Klal Yisrael, but a good leader is able to identify the individual strengths of his people and to guide them in the right direction. So says Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, one of the primary goals and obligations of a leader of Klal Yisrael is to do just this. Kamuva b'lekute maran, as Rabbi Nachman talks about in the second section of Lakute Maran in Torah Zion, on the pasuk ki merachmam yinahagim, that a manhig, that a leader, has to guide people with rachmanis. Now you have to be very careful never to confuse chesed and rachmanis. Chesed always gives. Chesed means a person puts out their hand, I give. Chesed, kindness is the act of giving. Rachmanis is much more balanced. So the midah of chesed is Avram Avinu, whose tent is open on all sides to everyone. Midas hadin, gvura, is Yitzchak, which is very withdrawn. Yaakov, Tiferes, is rachamim. Rachamim has to be balanced. Rachamim means that if someone who's a drug addict asks you for money, you don't just give him money. Rachmanis on him is not giving him money, because you know he's going to spend it in a dangerous way. So rachmanis, to really look at his situation, again, chesed just says, oh, you don't have money, I'll give you money. Rachamim says, wait, how does this person spend his money? If he spends it in a way that's self-destructive, then the kindness or the concern for him, the rachmanis, to care about him, is to not give him. Okay, so let's see. So a manig has to have this midah of rachmanis. Again, paraphrasing the pasuk in Yeshayah Memtes, ki merachamam yinahagim, that through rachmanis they shall be directed and guided. Hainu, mishuhu rachaman, a person who be'emes has rachmanis, hu yachol yos manig. A Rebbe can't tell his Talmud he's always doing great. Sometimes the Rebbe has to tell the Talmud he's doing poorly. And that's Rachmanis. When a parent rebukes a child, right? And the kid's angry, my parents yelled at me. It's Rachmanis. Your parents are trying to direct you. If your parents are always nice to you and tell you that everything you do is great, that might be chesed, but it's not Rachmanis. It means they don't really care about you to look into your situation to say, I don't want you to do this behavior because it's destructive for you. So a real manig, a real Jewish leader, has this midah of Rachmanis. And like Rabbi Nachman explains, he needs to know how to use that midah of rachmanis. I'll turn the page. Tinok ben dalid yamim, a person who doesn't have the right balance of rachmanis, right, might say, hold on a second, I enjoy eating a fancy steak, so I'm sure this 4-day-old baby would also enjoy a fancy steak. So just like I want someone to give me a fancy steak, I'll give this child a fancy steak. So that's not rachmanis, that's killing a child. That's very dangerous. A person who doesn't have the midah of rachmanis properly, he'll have rachmanis, in quotes, on a tinok ben dalid yamin, litein lo maichal atzorech legadlo v'lo lekatan kazeh. Person without rachmanis doesn't have that balance, he doesn't have that sensitivity to understand that when I want to give something, I have to give it in a way that can be properly absorbed. That's what rachmanis is. Chesed just gives. Midas Hagvura Din holds back. Rachmanis looks at the situation in a balanced way and decides when is it appropriate to give, when is it appropriate to restrain. V'chein al kol echad ve'echad tzrichim l'rachim b'mashit tzarech lo. Says Rabbi Nachman, a person needs to be able to be guided and to receive that which he needs. And that's what Rachmanis is. Chesed says, I give everyone. I give everyone equally. Rachmanis says, I look at each person's situation and analyze and figure out what is it that they actually need. And not to just give carelessly. V'tochen ha'dvarim heim sh'at tzadik yesh lo b'chinas kol. Now we're going to get a little bit deeper, so let's try to understand. The essence of what Rabbi Nachman is emphasizing is that the tzaddik has the bechina of kol. The tzaddik is all-encompassing. Again, I mentioned the other day, the Gemara in Pesachim says that tzaddikim have a bird's eye view. Tzaddikim are compared to watchtowers, compared to a migdal. So Chazal say, why is a tzaddik like a migdal? Because he has a bird's eye view. The tzaddik is able to see things, he sees the bigger picture of the situation. As opposed to the person, the regular person just sees what's in front of his face. He's not able to see it in, again, in broader strokes. The tzaddik has that view. So the tzaddik is called kol. Kol meaning all-encompassing. B'chinas ki kol b'shamayim uva'aretz. As we said before, the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, ki kol b'shamayim uva'aretz. All that is in heaven and earth. And the Targum translates, take a look, v'targumo de'achir b'shamayim va'ara. That he unifies heaven and earth. He unifies heaven and earth. She'ochez b'shamayim uva'aretz. The tzaddik says, some people are ready for the heavens, some people are ready for the earth. I know how to make the balance, the mix, because I'm connected to both. I'm ma'achid, I bring together shemayim and aretz. Okay? Let's just explain this a little bit better. Let's go through the spheros. Okay? If you don't know the spheros, let's write them down. What are the spheros? What are the spheros? Well, before we say what they are, right? Like, what are they? What is the concept of spheros? Right. What did you say?
Kochos?
I'll say, I'm gonna, yeah. Okay, I like that explanation. Kalim through which God interacts and enlivens the world. Very good. And Moshe, what do we do without you? What do we do without you? That's good. Kalim, right? Kalim, vessels, another word that I sometimes like to use for spheros, I've heard it from others, is filters. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu filters down, so to speak, different ways that he interacts with the world. Okay, midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mochin and midos. Intellectual attributes and, so to speak, emotional attributes, feelings, and expressions by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts and enlivens the world. Okay? Hi. No, but Shecht is there. Shecht is apparently there. Yeah. Check with Benny. Double check with Benny. Okay, sorry.
You got the question from Benny?
He sent you the rest. He stopped by yesterday to pitch it to the guys. Okay, sorry about that. I'll come check in with you later. You let me know. Okay? So spheros are ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with and enlivens the world. Kalim, by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down a different type of hashpa to the world. It's intellectual attributes and emotional attributes. So what does that mean? Right, so let's just put together a list of the 10 spheros. Okay? The top is what? Keser, the crown. Keser. Now we're not going to explain each of these, and I don't know that I can explain them even in a pathetic way. But we're just going to list them, okay? So Keser, what's next? Before we get to Keser and Gevurah? Chabad, right? Chachma and Bina. So Keser, Chachma, Bina. Das is not really one of the spheros. Okay, but Das sometimes emerges from within Chachma and Bina. So Keser, crown, Chachma, Bina. Okay, in parentheses you can put Das. Yeah, Moshe, okay so far? You can put Das in parentheses. It's not really one of the 10. Keser, Chachma, Bina. Okay, so that's so to speak, again, Chabad is Chachma, Bina, Das. That's the intellectual attributes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, whatever that means. And then there are the 7 lower Midos, by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the world. And that's what we're going to focus on to explain this. And they are what? Chesed. Gevura. Tiferes. Right? Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes. That's Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Chesed is on the right side. Gevura, Tiferes. If you've ever seen those Kabbalistic pictures of the spheros in Tzvat, my father has a mug with the spheros on it. He likes to drink his coffee out of. My father's a doctor and a Kabbalist. Okay, so Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes. Netzach, dominance, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. Okay, let's just focus on those lower 7 for a minute, okay? The 7 Ushpizen. So who corresponds to each of those? So Chesed is Avraham. Gvura is Yitzchak. Who's the blend of the balance of the chesed and the gvura of Yitzchak? Tiferes, that beautiful blend, that harmonious blend, Yaakov. Netzach, who's Netzach? Whose midah is Netzach? Moshe Rabbeinu. Hod is a midah of being submissive. It's Aaron HaKohen. What's next? Yesod is Yosef. And lastly, Malchus is who? Is David HaMelech. Okay, so the lower seven are what the 7 weeks of Sfira correspond to, right? Chesed Shebechesed, Chesed Shebegvura. We go through, we're refining each of these midos. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. Okay? And each of them, like Moshe explained so beautifully, is a different kli by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts and enlivens the world. Okay? So now let's go to our Siddur, and let's understand how these Sviros are expressed in a pasuk in Divrei HaYamim that we're familiar with, not from Divrei HaYamim, because we never make it that far in Tanakh, but because of it being in our Siddur. Lecha Hashem HaGedula Gvura Tiferes Netzach, you see, it's all the Sviros. Netzach Hod Ki Kol Bashamayim Uva'aretz Lecha Hashem HaMamlacha. Some of them are said openly, some of them are said in code. So, Lecha Hashem HaGedula. What is the midah of Gedula? Which one does that correspond to? They're in order. Chesed. Gedula is Chesed. Why is Gedula Chesed? Why is Gedula a code word for Chesed? Why is Gadol a code word for Chesed? Help me out. Ana B'Kalach. Gedulas Yemincha. Gedulas Yemincha. Yemin, the right side is always the side of Chesed. Ana B'Kalach, Gedulas Yemincha. Yeah, so Gedula is a code word for what? Is a code word for Chesed. Okay, let's go on in our Siddur. Lecha Hashem HaGedula. Gvura is Gvura. Right? Tiferes is Tiferes. Netzach is Netzach. Hod is Hod. Yeah, what's next? Ki Kol Bashamayim Uva'aretz. And that's what we're talking about here. Ki Kol Bashamayim Uva'aretz. What does that correspond to? Ki Kol Bashamayim Uva'aretz. To be able to tie together Shemayim and then Lecha Hashem HaMamlacha, right? Mamlacha is Malchus. Could be that Aretz is also Malchus, but I'm gonna cheat a little bit and say that's not true. Ki Kol Bashamayim Uva'aretz is the midah of Yesod, is Yosef HaTzadik. Ki Kol Bashamayim Uva'aretz is a code word for Yesod. Okay, again, who is the personality that corresponds to Yesod? Our sixth guest on Sukkot, the sixth of the Ushbizim, Yosef. Yosef is what? Yosef ha? Tzadik. What's Rabbi Nachman talking about here? How a tzaddik has the ability to what? Look inside. What does he say? Sha tzaddik yesh bo bechinas kol. Bechinas ki kol bashamayim uvaretz. So it fits perfectly with what we're saying. Right? That the tzaddik yesod olam, tzaddik is yesod, Yosef a tzaddik, the mid of yesod, yeah? Ki kol bashamayim uvaretz. So has the ability to unify and to guide heaven and earth. To know when to... Tzaddikim are amazing like this, you know? You come to a tzaddik sometimes and say, Rebbe, I'm going through a tough time. So sometimes a tzaddik prescribes, you should say to him, you should learn this particular sefer, this particular mimer from Rabbi Nachman, from Rav Kluger, whatever, this will give you a lot of chizuk. Sometimes he prescribes for you what? Shemayim. He gives you Torah, he gives you ruchnias. Sometimes you go to the tzaddik, say, Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, you know what you need? You need a good night's sleep. You need to go get yourself an ice cream cone or something like that, and just like chill on a park bench for a little bit. Right? He prescribes aretz. Because the tzaddik has the ability to keep kol bashamayim uva'aretz. I very distinctly remember the Mashpia telling a story like this one time, that he prescribed a pastrami sandwich for someone. It's like, you just need to go have like a good pastrami sandwich. Right? The tzaddik knows what a person needs. Sometimes he needs more shamayim, sometimes he needs more aretz. But the tzaddik is ma'achid shemayim v'aretz. The tzaddik sees the big picture. Yeah, that's not shviya. Say, Rebbe, I heard you once prescribed a pastrami sandwich for a person who's going through a tough time. That's not shviya. When he'll be back soon, don't worry. Yeah, ask him. Why not? Why not? Ask him. Say, Rebbe, we missed you. We were telling stories about you while you were gone. Kova shemayim v'aretz. Okay, so chavad, but there's a hint to it in the words. It's not only a hint to it in the concept. There's a hint to it mamish in the words. What's the gematria of ki kol? Have you got to look inside. What's the gematria of ki kol? Again, l'cha Hashem, agdula, gvura, right? Tiferas, Netzach, Hod, Ki Kol Bashamayim Uvaretz. Ki Kol. How much is Ki? 30. How much is Kol? Chaf Lamed? 50. What's the total? 80. What's the gematria of Yesod? Which again is what this Mida corresponds to. Yesod is also 80. So Ki Kol is gematria Yesod. Ki Kol Bashamayim Uvaretz, the Tzadik, Tzadik Yesod Olam, Yosef HaTzadik, Shemayim and Aretz, the ability to unify and to direct. The Achid Shemayim Aretz. And therefore, let's go back inside now. The tzaddik has different directions. He sees the big picture. He knows how to guide those who are dwelling above and those who are dwelling below. He knows how to direct people who are on a lofty level. And the true tzaddik, right? The true tzaddik knows how to get down to the lowest people. The true tzaddik doesn't distinguish. The Lubavitcher Rebbe had the unbelievable ability to speak to and to say brilliant things for people who are unbelievable Talmidei Chachamim, and also to talk and connect so deeply with a Yid who Bechlal wasn't observant in mitzvos at all. Rabbi Nachman's Torah also, it's mamish studied by everyone. There's certain tzaddikim that have this broad grasp that people are drawn to them in an unusual way. And that's mamish and emes dikmida, right? We said about the Torah the other day. The Torah is a Torah's emes. Something is truly emes, that means it's shayach to everything. That's why you can learn the same pasuk that's learned by a first grader could be learned by the Gadol Hador, and they both find something in the pasuk because it has something for everyone. So there's certain tzvarim, certain tzaddikim, that because they had this all-encompassing mida, ki kol, that they were all-encompassing, kol bashamayim uvaretz, they had the ability to connect with everyone and to prescribe each person according to their particular needs. Okay? Halim with the dare mala. So what does the tzaddik say for the dare mala, those who dwell above? How does the tzaddik direct a person who's in a lofty place? Not a person who's struggling. Lebnei aliyah. For people who are elevated. Hu limud shel hasaga. The tzaddik tries to help the person to understand. Shel bechinas ma. To grasp the concept of ma. Who is the wisest Jew ever? So you could argue Shlomo Melech. I think you can make an even better, stronger case for Moshe Rabbeinu. Because there were things that Moshe knew, such as the secret of Paraduma, that Shlomo Melech himself said, I don't yet know that secret. Okay, so as much as Shlomo, in a certain sense, we assume is the wisest of all men, and we could argue for that, I think I could equally make a case that Moshe is the wisest man of all. Yeah? And yet, ironically, or maybe not ironically, if you understand it deeply, Moshe Rabbeinu is also the humblest man of all. Right? He's Anu Mikol Adam. And the reason that's true is because when a person's on a truly lofty level and truly understands Hashem, the more you understand about Hashem, the more you realize, what? I don't understand anything. Person, who starts to learn a little bit, says, oh yeah, I know, now I'm starting to get it. 6 months into Shana Aleph and I have it all figured out. Right? And the tzaddik who's dedicated his whole life to 18 hours a day of Torah, the more he learns, the more he says, wow, it just gets deeper and deeper. It just expands and expands and expands, and at the end of my life, after everything I've done, it's not even a drop in the ocean.
Who's crying about Kedushas?
Who was what?
Crying about Kedushas.
About Tzidkas the Tzaddik. Yeah, Rav Shach. Rav Shach was in his late 90s. Rav Shach was the Rosh Yeshiva in Panovich. Rav Shach was in his late 90s, and Rabbi Yaakov Haber, who lives in Eretz Yisrael, and that used to be a Rav in Muncie, came to visit Rav Shach to ask him some shailas about Chinuch. And he walks into the room, and he's holding a copy of Rav Tzadok, of Tzidkas the Tzaddik. From Tzadik HaKohen of Lublin. Chassidus HaSefer. And Rav Shach says, what do you have? He brought it in the car. He took a taxi ride to Bnei Brak. And he was learning it in the car. So Rav Shach says, what is this? So he says, it's Tzidkas HaTzadik from Rav Tzadok. So Rav Shach says, I've never learned it. I've heard of it, but I've never learned it. Maybe you could show me something. Maybe you could teach me something. So he taught him a little paragraph from Rav Tzadok. And Rav Shach started to cry. He's like 99 years old. He starts to cry. And Rav Shach says, never in my life have I heard Torah like this. I've never heard Torah, this type of Torah. Such beautiful Torah. I never heard anything like this. I wasn't familiar with Chassidus very much. I never heard anything like this. But Rav Shach said, I'm too old. I'm too old to take on a whole new limud. But he was crying over the fact, it pained him, over the fact that what? That there's just so much more. And he knew so much. He wrote Chidushim, volumes and volumes on the Rambam, explaining Rambams, passages that we could spend our whole life just trying to learn Rav Shach, we wouldn't finish the Sefer, let alone everything else that he knew. It's unbelievable. Right? So the tzaddik wants more and more and more. The bigger you are, the more you realize, I don't know anything. So the tzaddik turns to the B'nai Aliyah, to those people who are growing, and he teaches them, what? The concept of Ma. Moshe and Aaron say, V'nachnu Ma, what are we? What are we is not, again, a self, you know, deprecating statement to make yourself feel bad, but it's a deep realization that no matter how much I know, I'm battle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is so much more to know, and I don't know anything. That's not a depressing thing. For a person who's gaivadik and needs to feel, you know, justified in his own existence as an independent entity from God, that's a hurtful statement, to want to become nothing. I mentioned last night during the Vilna Gaon Shir that there was someone who came to the yeshiva in the Vardik, and someone overheard him saying, I'm nothing, I'm a nobody. So one of the Talmidim went over to him and said, listen, he says, don't walk around here saying you're a nobody. It's a madriga to be a nobody. You have to work on yourself to become a nobody. You can't just declare yourself a nobody. To mamish have real bittul, to have real humility, you can't just pretend. He says, you've been here for 2 days. He said, I've been here for years and I'm not even a nobody yet. So who do you think you are declaring yourself a nobody? I'm a nothing. It's a madriga. Right? The Moshe Rabbeinu says, v'nachnu ma, what are we? I feel bittul to a Kadosh Baruch. There's a medrash in Shir HaShirim. The Medrash Rabbah in Shir HaShirim. It says that if, about Rabbi Akiva, it says that if all the water in the ocean was ink, and all of the reeds, and all the reeds on the side of the ocean were made into quills, right? And all of, what does it say? All of the whole, all of the land, I don't remember what the last one was, all of something else, maybe the land was made into parchment, and everyone in the world was just writing down my Chidushei Torah, Rabbi Akiva said. If all the water in the ocean was ink, and all the reeds were made into quills, and all the people in the world were writing and writing and writing and writing as much as they could, they wouldn't be able to write down all of my Torah, Rabbi Akiva said about himself. And then Rabbi Akiva said, and my Torah is mamish compared to the true ocean of Torah, is literally like one drop of water in the ocean of Torah. So it's endless. And again, that's an amazing thing. We want to take, like we said the other week, we want to take our drop and throw it back into the ocean. And that's what tzaddikim are trying to do. So the tzaddik MS turns to lofty Jews and he teaches them ma. He teaches them how to be truly humble. Ma re'isa, ma chamisa, ma pishpashta. What are you involved with? What do you think you've accomplished? Hainu sha tzaddik ma'ar la'anche mala, hasagos ke'elu, atcheheim nochachim sha'achar ko hasagoseyem adayin lo ischil lahasik klal. The tzaddik teaches people who think that they're so big, when they meet the tzaddik, they feel very small. And he teaches them to keep growing. Not to feel like, oh, you know, I'm bigger than Yankel, my neighbor, so I must be a big Jew. You meet the tzaddik, and all of a sudden he says, whoa, I don't know anything. That's what the tzaddik gives that person, and that's what that person needs in a healthy way to continue to grow. V'zeu libud nifla shayach lahem. And that's what the tzaddik gives to other people who are on their way to becoming tzaddikim as well. Ki al yidei ze misorim mechadash lalos ma'ala ma'ala b'torah v'avoda v'lachzos b'noam Hashem. That inspires them to keep seeking and to keep searching and to grow and to grow and to grow in the pleasure of the service of Hashem. Mashallah yadu adko, what they have not yet experienced until now. People get stuck. I'm telling you, every time I meet a tzaddik, mamish pushes me. Because sometimes you feel like, okay, this is like, you know, I kind of have my daily schedule, you know. And then you meet a tzaddik, and all of a sudden you feel like, I got to do more. I got to find, you know, this person is just being in his presence. I got to, you know. It's not enough to just go to mikveh Erev Shabbos. I got to be a person who goes to mikveh every day. I got to become that. I'm not there yet. I got to be the type of person who does, you know, again, not Rebbe Shahan Hagos, but just like to more Kedusha, more Torah, more Tefillah, more Tehillim. You see the tzaddik and it pushes you forward. And again, for the person who's a lofty person and can handle that, that's gevaldik. Let's just finish this next paragraph and I'll take your comment. And what does the tzaddik teach the Dare Mata, those Jews who are down below? Those Jews who are in a low place and need to be lifted up, how does the tzaddik reach out to them? Heim kefi shekosev sham. It's like Rabbi Nachman writes there in Likutei Maran. U'lehefech yesh b'nei adam shemunachim b'madrega hatachtona ma'od. There are Jews who are sometimes in a very low place, to the point ad shahayu miyashim esatzim legamri chas v'shalom, that they're prepared to give up on themselves. So you would think if they come into contact with the tzaddik, they're going to feel so bad about themselves that then that's going to push them over the edge. Their mom is going to give up. When they realize how far behind they are in their avodas Hashem, when they meet the tzaddik emes, the mom is give up. That's what you would think, but it's the opposite. They feel like they're so far from Hashem that they can never come back. And they've lost their hope in being connected to Hashem. Zarechat tzaddik shielo koach l'oram ulakitzam Shelo yihyu miyayshim es atzman. B'shum ofen sheba'olam. The tzaddik comes and he's mechazik the person and instills within the person a belief never to give up, no matter what the situation, whatever happens in your world, yiyeh eich shiyeh, whatever it will be, you got to keep pushing. And the tzaddik inspires the person and the person feels. The tzaddik, t'chias ha'meisa, mamish. I remember I once read in a book from Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Tursky. He said from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, quoted the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaye Mesim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Mam Bebun Shleima, that Hashem will revivify the dead, Tchias HaMesim, so we have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to try to mimic the behaviors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how is a person Mechaye Mesim? How do I revive the dead? I don't know, maybe a doctor, you know, clear, zaps the person, brings them back to life. Is that Mechaye Mesim? So Lubavitcher Rebbe said, not every Jew has to be Mechaye Mesim. You have to be Mechaye Mesim. How do you Mechaye Mesim? You look at a Jew who's feeling really bad, really down on himself, and you pump life back into him. You give him chias. That's mamish Mechaye Mesim. You give that Jew life. That's what the tzaddik does. And again, let's not forget, va'amech kulam tzaddikim. Every person is someone else's tzaddik. Maybe for a family member, maybe for a friend, a roommate. You could be the tzaddik to someone else. So the tzaddik comes and he tells this person, don't ever give up on yourself. Ulaharos lahem, ulaheir behem ki adayin Hashem imam ve'etzlam. The karov lahem. That he should come to the realization that what? That Hashem is close to them. Va'afilu besocha aretz mamish. And even the person who's mamish in this. So again, the tzaddik is shamayim v'aretz. Ki kol ba'shamayim v'aretz. If you're up here, he'll meet you up there. If you're down here, he'll meet you down there. Afilu amnafu l'shol tach dischas v'shalom. That even if you fall to the lowest place, when I was reading this piece, preparing this piece, I was reminded of a vart that the Yismach Yisrael, that the Rebbe of Alexander brings in two places, from the Belzer Rebbe. The Belzer Rebbe said, a pshat in a pasuk in Shmuel, Sefer Shmuel. In Shmuel Aleph and Perek Beis. I don't remember, what is Shmuel Aleph, Perek Beis? Shmuel Aleph, Perek Beis, I don't remember. The Tefillah of Chana. So in that beautiful poetic Shira and Tefillah of Chana, one of the psukim says, she says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem meimis u'mechaya. God takes life and gives life. Morid Sha'ol v'ya'al. Morid Sha'ol, he sends to Sha'ol, he sends to Gehenna, v'ya'al, and he lifts up. Yeah? So the Belzer Rebbe had a beautiful pshat. The Belzer Rebbe said, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being the tzaddik, ultimate tzaddik, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make sure that Jews don't ever feel like they're the lowest? I mean, again, we take a limud from Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, we were on what level when we left Mitzrayim? 49. The 49th. But Hashem didn't let us fall to level 50. There's always something lower. So that a Jew could say, I'm not the lowest. There's something lower than me. As much as I say, I'm the lowest. No, you're not the lowest. There's people who are much lower than you. What are you saying? You're a big person. To feel that you're bigger and you're better than something. So what happens when the Jewish people, unfortunately, act in a way that's not fitting for the Jewish people? We mamash are the lowest. We act in the lowest way. What does Hashem do? You know what he does? The Belzer Rebbe says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the world even lower. Right? So in proportion to the world, now we're higher. Right? Meaning if the Jewish people hit the rock bottom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the world drop. So now, oh look, we're in a high place. We're in an elevated place. The Belzer Rebbe said, that's what Chana was saying in this pasuk. Morid Sha'ol v'ya'al. Morid Sha'ol, by making hell lower, by dropping Gehenna down even further, V'ya'al, automatically the Jew is now in an elevated position. So, chevra, it's not necessarily a good thing. You look outside in the world today, and you see just in the last 50 years how much more perverse and how much lowlier the world has become. Right? It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's way of making sure that the Jew always feels, I'm the Am Segula. Right? By default, the world is much lower than me. But again, it's not necessarily a Madriga that Hashem has to keep dropping down the level of the world, that the Umos HaOlam have to get lower and lower in their behaviors just so that we can be elevated. Halavai, we should be truly elevated and grow. But the tzaddik is mechazik a person to realize you're not the lowest. Don't ever give up on yourself. Right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, imnafal ishol tachtis chas v'shalom, if you fall to mamash the depths, afal pichein sham daik and nimsa kvod yisbarach. Yeah, the tzaddik comes and he sits with you and you sing v'afilu ba'astara, and all of a sudden everything's better. He tells you it's going to be okay. Ki meloch al aretz kvoda, that Hashem is with you everywhere. V'zeh b'chinas kol letzadik. Sheyes letzadik. This is the midah of kol. The tzadik knows how to inspire other tzadikim, or people who are on their way to becoming a tzadik. And the tzadik also knows how to inspire those people who are in a very low place. The truth is, I think we should stop here if we want to do some Purim. Okay? It's been about a half hour. We should save some time for some Purim Torah. Okay? So we'll stop here, and then Amir Tzashem on Monday, we'll finish the piece. But Amir Tzashem, we should understand what it means to be connected to true tzaddikim. When we connect ourselves to true tzaddikim, we always feel that there's someone to guide us. And there's always more to grow. And there's a very precise avoda that the tzaddik assigns to me. Again, the tzaddik has rachmanis. A Rebbe who always just screams at you and gives you mussar, that's gevura. And that helps a little bit, but it can be destructive. Chesed, a Rebbe who always tells you you're so great, that's awesome. That's very dangerous. The true manhig, says Rabbi Nachman, is the person who has the midah of rachmanis. He knows when to push you, he knows when to pull you, he knows how to be mechazik you, he knows how to give you mussar, he knows how to prescribe for you exactly what you need. So Mir Tzashem, we should be connected to true tzaddikim and be able to find our way through this confusing and difficult world. Mm-hmm.